There's so much to talk about when you're navigating the ocean of emotion. It's a vast inner space of wonder that allows us to enjoy Avatar and other movies, but more so enjoy talking to each other. You know, the ability to talk story. We're recruiting each other. We can do this. We can do this. We're investing in confidence. We can do this. That's a location within the emotional anatomy. It is an architecture. And then there are areas. There are massive modularity. These are default emotional reflexes that harness isolated arrays of memory systems and whole body activation systems. So, holy smokes, you don't suppose I could be normal? You see, as we start to look at ourselves in the mirror, we recognize that there is a light side, dark side battle, that we're repeatedly assaulted by negativity. And that we learn as we grow to choose our thoughts. And this is the primary responsibility that I have, is to try in some way convey to the population at large. This is the task of Gilgamesh. Negativity still tries to dominate you, but we... You see, this is the vocabulary of the Homo sapien operating system. We're going through this together. And at the same time, as we look into the mirror, we realize ourselves isolated narcissists, only able to see the world through our own eyes. But at the same time, recruited in a peculiar way by an experience inside of us, deeply down inside of us, inspiring, make the world a better place because we are here. And then we experience the tug of war. And we are torn apart on the inside by this emotional challenging. And we develop vocabulary, the Homo sapien operating system, the freedom to choose something better, freedom versus slavery. You see, to understand yourself is to find out where you've been slammed and taken down by the dark side negativity. Give up, quit, there's no hope, why try? The chooser, you see, is designed now. You are personally significant to the future of the world. The chooser is designed to become aware and familiar, to recognize the tug of war. And it's natural to be excited that we're catching on. I get that. Okay, so we're talking story together. Again, you are part of a larger network of talk story, excited about the possibilities. It's still a tug of war, but helping other people recognize this and become free to choose wisely for themselves. But this is going to make the world a better place because we're here. What a challenge being people. It is very challenging. But we are investing in our confidence. We can do this on behalf of a greater awareness. We are developing self-control that is able to navigate the ocean of emotion. For there is a light side, dark side battle with which we are becoming more and more aware that is emotionally driven. There is an attraction to possibility. I'm encouraging you. This is designed into the DNA. And because we don't have this conversation, people end up living their lives of quiet desperation. So, light side, dark side, default emotional reflexes. I contend that from the very early ages, the emotional anatomy is shaped. So, at any rate, forces from beyond our imagination are creating reflexes of behavior. And here we have this tug of war. Familiarity with the repetitiousness of normal human emotional anatomy. This is called awareness. We begin to see ourselves swimming through this ocean of emotion, realizing freedom versus slavery. This is a greater awareness that offers us a chance to choose more wisely on behalf of better and better and better and better. This is the design of the organism. This is the Homo sapien operating system. This is the tug of war between the head and the heart. The thinking portion of the human brain versus experiencing the anatomy of the being. Gratitude guides our hearts back home. This gratitude is a guidance system built into the emotional anatomy. And that awareness of this guidance system grounds us. This is this grounding that Brené Brown has identified. Deeply, deep inside ourselves. But this is an anatomic part of the Homo sapien operating system. It is there on purpose to impress you so that you get excited about your personal significance to the future of the world. Homo sapien, designed in this manner on purpose to impress you, for only once you are impressed will you then freely choose to pursue the greater understanding. Truly grateful for this at-home family feeling. A heart's home. A heart's home, not just a tiny family, but of humanity. We can do this is a location in the emotional anatomy. That's what we start with. That is confidence. We can do this. And now we're growing through stages, educational stages, to discover a greater awareness, and that greater awareness through self-control navigates the ocean of emotion, and we discover that a gratitude guiding us heart home, a confidence in our ability to return, and now seeing in the two great movies, The Wizard of Oz, Follow the Yellow Brick Road, plus Star Wars, Lucas, Star Wars, and lightsabers doing battle, the light side, dark side battle. We have a powerful imagery to assist all of mankind to navigate the ocean of emotion and liberate themselves as choosing that which is better and better and better, to participate in making the world a better place because we are here. Now, here's the catcher. This is the most rewarding experience on the planet. It's built into the organism, and it needs to be a fundamental part of our education system. the elementary school teachers, the kindergarten teachers, my sister, a kindergarten teacher, she's going to know how to say this to children. And we get to be freed from any restraint, realizing the value of this recognition. This is the Homo sapien operating system. It is worthwhile for us to understand how our mind is working so that we can enjoy it more.